This is Scott Berglin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove. We have on the line Sandy Mays, who's a working registered nurse in Olympia, Washington, but also part of the Olympia Port Militarization Resistance. They've had some actions just recently. I guess just pretty much the latest group just ended last night. Hello, Sandy.
Hello.
Well, quite the week or more? How long has this been going on?
Quite the phenomenon.
Yes.
Quite the campaign.
Well, bring us up to date. I think there's a lot of people who will be listening that may not even know, unfortunately, that you all were out resisting a... what were you doing?
I'll
let you tell. Yes.
Yeah, it's the USS Pomeroy.
Mm-hmm.
We learned a few weeks ago that it was scheduled to come into Olympia to load several hundred military vehicles called Strikers. They're combat vehicles. And we have a Striker brigade just about 50 miles up the road at Fort Lewis. It's an Army base. And there's a 4,000 soldier unit of Striker. It's a Striker brigade, and they're being redeployed this coming week. They've been to Iraq. They've been home, I think, for about a year now, and they're going back. And although our port is very small and has not typically been used for military shipments since the year 2004, they've needed more places from which to ship equipment to Iraq. And so they decided to start using our port against the will of the people in Olympia. There's been a large public outcry from the outset. Beginning Monday, convoys of these combat vehicles started rolling through our town. And beginning day one, people started standing in front of them.
All right, and there's
been... pretty well kept it up until the ship left last night.
And by what time did it leave last night?
It was about 8:30 p.m., something like that. And, from the very outset, like I said, the first action that occurred was a single person who stood in front of the convoy all by himself. He hadn't thought about it in advance. There was nobody else around. The thing was coming down the road. He wanted to stop it. He stepped in front of it. He got arrested. The next day, seven more people got arrested. The day after that, nine, including myself, got arrested. And the convoys at that point were pretty well finished. And then right on through last night, there's been a presence of protesters at the port. And once the ship arrived, of course, things escalated. And two nights ago, there was a couple hundred people, I think, down there by the gate to the port. And some protesters were successful in pulling down the gate. The gate landed on the ground, and 22 people went through, got inside the perimeter of the actual port where the military's, the portion of the port being used by the military, and they laid down. Some of them got gassed. They've been using pepper spray pretty liberally throughout the week, and those 22 were arrested. And then last night, it was the final night, we knew the ship was leaving. We could see the Coast Guard and the tugboats getting geared up to escort the ship. And the final action was a die-in. It was raining, and I don't know how many people, I think maybe 70 people, laid down on the rocks and the beach and everything right in front of the ship where they could be seen. And that did get picked up by the AP. I've seen photos online. So every day since May 22, there have been actions against the militarization of the Port of Olympia.
Well, that's actually a very inspiring story. I didn't understand that it was one individual who initially took that step. What a courageous thing to do, to step in front of a military convoy.
He's very courageous. He's a young man, and he's very courageous, and he, I think, has been arrested multiple times, and he's just really dedicated. He'll get a face full of pepper spray, recover, and go back for more.
Wow. Well, I know that Olympia has been, some people would call it a very progressive community over the years, and there's a lot of incredible things that people are doing there and have been. And so this is maybe not that surprising that this would spring out of what some people would consider, others who don't know Olympia would consider, you know, where did that come from?
Right. Yeah, you're right. There is a progressive community here. And, for instance, this port militarization resistance group that I'm a part of, it just formed, you know, like a couple weeks ago, but mm-hmm. it's a breakoff group from a larger peace organization called the Olympia Movement for Justice and Peace. And by the way, people who are interested can go to the website. It's real simple, www.omjp.org. And most of what's been happening the last 12 days or so is being documented there. But, yeah, there's a peace movement in this town. There's a peace and justice movement in this town. And so it shouldn't be a surprise that when the war machine comes rolling down the streets of this town, people are going to get in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in fact, I just, while you were talking, I got on the website. That's how easy it is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What authorities were you dealing with? Was this local Olympia police, state police, federal authorities?
Well, it's a variety, and it's interesting. We get different treatment from different factions of the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Where the day I blocked the road, for whatever reason, that's the Olympia Police Department's jurisdiction, even though I understood I was on part of what was considered the port. But they arrested us this day, that day, and a very supportive city council member named T.J. Johnson was standing there bearing witness. They know him very well, and they behave, I think, pretty well when he's standing there. And it's hard to say if it would have been different if he hadn't been there, but it went that day. I didn't see any police violence. Of course, It is relative to how much you resist,
mm-hmm.
too. But then once we actually caused the convoy to turn around that day, we blocked the road. There were a dozen of us blocking the road, and they started arresting us, and it took a long time, and the convoy was just sitting there. And in the meantime, another convoy was coming up behind it. Things were getting jammed up. And as they were beginning to arrest us, behind us, another group, younger than my group, I'm 51 years old, these were students mostly, they blocked the road, but they were locked together with those tubes you put your arms in. And at that point, the police were kind of throwing their arms up in the air, and they went and talked to the military people, and at that point, the convoy turned around to find another route. We didn't think they would be able to use another route because the roads aren't supposed to bear that kind of weight.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys, these young people locked down, unlocked themselves, and ran to the gate to block it right at the gate, at which point they encountered the county sheriff's department. So it had been Olympia Police Department up until this point. At the gate, it was the county sheriff's, and they got handled very roughly. And fortunately, our local daily paper took some photos, and they've had those photos on the website of these people being pretty aggressively subdued by the police, one being pulled to the ground by his hair, you know, so pretty aggressive. So the county has behaved differently than our own police department.
I'm reading a short story that came out from AP, Associated Press, yesterday. And unless there's somebody listening to this that doesn't quite know what we're talking about, this is about militarization of the port in Olympia and then directly related, of course, to the war in Iraq. And I'm going to read a quote from one of the members of your group, Drew Hendricks, that I think is very, very well said, and I'd like your comments on it. He said, quote, "The majority of Americans know the war is wrong. They're waiting for someone to act, and we're acting," end quote.
I think that's a great quote.
Yeah.
And I think when you say the majority of Americans, I think increasingly that is beginning to include those within the military,
mm-hmm.
and I think there was a recent Zogby poll that showed something like 72% of the people who are actually deployed
mm-hmm.
in Iraq say that the U.S., not just their own persons, but the U.S. itself should get out of Iraq
mm-hmm.
soon.
What's your sense of, or maybe have very specific examples of support locally, people in Olympia, in the South Puget Sound area there, what kind of responses have you been getting?
Well, you know, it's really hard to exactly measure.
Mm-hmm.
We stand on the corner. There's an intersection near the entrance of the port, and we get a huge amount of positive response from that. And I've noticed that that's a huge difference from when the war first began.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was way more negativity then. We're getting more positive reaction. And I would say, I was just talking with someone this morning, I would say we've gotten pretty good coverage by the mainstream media. And I think that if it were 2 years ago, I don't think that would be as true.
Mm-hmm.
I think even our own paper, like I said, they've really documented the actions in a way that I think reflect well on our campaign and really show some of the abuse that some of the activists have been willing to endure.
Mm-hmm.
And they've given us a chance to, you know, have our say. You've seen quotes from us. And even the TV media now, they were here the other night when the fence went down and the 22 people were arrested. And he caught all that on footage. And then I noticed there were some blustery people kind of saying things that I thought were maybe a little irresponsible. I'd never seen these people before, and there was a bunch of bravado. And the cameras were rolling. But then he also interviewed some of us who wanted to just talk about our goals and why we're here and why, you know, be more thoughtful. And that's actually gotten a lot of airtime.
All right.
And so to me, this phenomenon occurring in the media, to me, is kind of a reflection of the general sentiment in the country. You know, that it's being portrayed in a fairly, in a comparatively sympathetic way.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it that way.
Right. Well, I think, to go back to that quote, I think that that's so true. I think a vast majority of Americans, I think, really don't know what to do. I mean, at this point. And to see people, in so many cases like this, it sounds like one individual taking a step and then others,
right,
you know, being energized by that is, you know, it reminds me, of course, of what Cindy Sheehan did, you know,
right,
and the spark that that lit. And hopefully this will has already or will light a spark and, you know, obviously we move on to the next thing. I'm guessing that what's next for you all is some rest and recuperation for a while.
Well, you would think, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And yet...
What's next?
Yet not quite. because now we have to deal with our port commissioners. Once again, there have been, prior to all of this, it's not like this just came out of the blue. The minute they signed that contract with the military, we started filing in and having public forums and letters and campaigns and protesting in large numbers against the very idea of using our port as a place from which to launch the machinery of this war that we oppose so strongly. And so now we need to go back to the port commissioners, and that public sentiment, you know, there. I think it's going to be after the fact that we are going to hear from the naysayers more, and we are going to be accused of the usual things.
Right.
And you know, there are people still calling and asking for interviews, so it's all ongoing. But yeah, I think a lot of people this morning are sleeping in. That's true.
Okay. Well, would you give that website again?
This is a website for the Olympia Movement for Justice and Peace, and it's www.omjp.org.
Are there things you're asking for folks to do other than keep up the effort to end this this war at this point?
Yeah, I would say, I think, Drew, I like that you selected Drew's quote. I like it a lot. I think there are a lot of people sitting, feeling helpless, feeling powerless. And I think one of our main points is that when there's such a discrepancy between public opinion and public policy, that's evidence that our democracy is not working. And we do often put the blame for that on the representatives in the government, but we need to take more and more now. We need to think about taking responsibility for that failure of democracy upon ourselves. When our views, when our desires for what kind of country we want are not being represented in the government, we have to take it upon ourselves. And more now, I think it's time to consider direct action. When you have a chance to physically, literally step in front of it, that's a golden opportunity.
Well said. I think that this makes me think of something with the rounds of elections happening in a lot of places and coming up. I don't know. I'm guessing that your port commission, those people are elected?
They are.
They are, and that's one of those...
The one little hitch with this, one little problem, is for some reason the port of Olympia is the... it belongs to the county rather than the city. Now, if it belonged to the city of Olympia, this wouldn't be happening because Olympia, as you said, is a very progressive town, and the people just wouldn't allow it. But because the jurisdiction or the control for the port belongs to the entire county, so far it's been hard to get commissioners in office that represent the anti-war view.
Right. So, okay, so they vote countywide.
Yeah.
And I'm just, this is to all those people who've ever looked at a ballot and gotten down to the list of the, what they considered the minor candidates, and maybe saw somebody running for port commissioner and said, oh, I don't even know, I'm not, you know, I'm not going to even vote on that, I don't know what's going on with that. That how important even those elected positions can be. And this is obviously highlighted very well now in Olympia.
Yes, and I think, yes, you're right. The next time elections come around, this is definitely going to be a big issue.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, thank you for your time. Thank you for everything you're doing up there. And let's hope that this, as I said earlier, sparks when other people have opportunities, such as was presented to you all, that everybody, other people will respond as courageously as the folks of Olympia have.
That's what we're hoping for. I'll tell you, you feel better afterwards.
Okay, great. Well, get some sleep.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Sandy.
Right, bye.
That was Sandy Mays of Olympia, Washington, and a member of the Olympia Port Militarization Resistance Group there that had been doing some civil disobedience and other actions in protest of a military ship loading there and heading for the Iraq War.